Welcome back to Super Fantastic Terrific. My name's Russ Turley.
I'm Brad Challen.
I'm Andy Wenger.
Holy smokes, we're all in the studio here. We're all together.
That hasn't happened in at least like a year and a half, probably, or two.
Been about a year and a half.
When was the last time you were at my house, Andy?
Gosh, man. About a year and a half ago,
I want to say.
I remember... God, I don't want to get too personal about what's going on in your life, dude.
Whatever, man.
But yeah, it's been a little while, dude. And, you know, working at that carbon fiber shop, dude, I had to be there every day at damn 6:30 in the morning.
That sounds like a job.
No, dude, and it was. And what's so funny about it is that when I would get home and make dinner, I would be cashed out by like 6:30 or 7. And so I just kind of stopped doing everything, dude. And every Saturday and Sunday, I would just kind of like recuperate, dude. Yeah, and I wasn't exercising and, you know, making some unhealthy life choices, maybe, you know, lots going on.
You know, honestly, compared to my life choices. honestly, last time I saw you look really old. Today you look much younger.
Oh, really,
right now.
Dude?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was like, oh shit.
Dude, I
was hoping you were looking to look like crap, but
no,
you look
all right. I think we all look good.
Meanwhile, I'm fatter and balder.
No.
No.
Yes. No, it's not true.
Balder.
Dude, we're all balder. Yeah, but dude, I have the same kind of helicopter pad I've had for probably 15 years now.
Oh, that's good. It's reached a stabilized point.
I hope, dude. If it were just up to me, I would buzz
well,
it. Well,
I went to Ireland at one point, and the island sunk into the ocean like Atlantis.
It happens.
And now it's like I should look like George. I got the George Costanza haircut,
whenever I catch a picture of myself from the side, I just need to, like, cut it, like, super short.
Because
it's like it goes down, and all of a sudden, like, it's like the forehead is, like, extends all the way into the middle of my head.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, pops up. It's like,
Oh, dude, look, man. In this dark room, Russ and Brad, it might hold up pretty well. Uh-huh. I step up on a stage under lights, dude, and you see the scalp.
Dude, nice skull. Like,
so, and it sucks, dude. I never had thick hair. Uh-huh. I tried to grow my hair out when I was in my Hesher days or surfer days or whatever that was.
Dude, you had some good hair in junior high.
My mullet was righteous.
You had that cool...
Joe Elliott mullet from Def Leppard.
You would grab your brush. We'd like, we're going to go somewhere.
Yeah, one of those brushes.
Dude, you'd grab one of those giant brushes, and you'd comb it like up into the side, and it would create this sweet-ass wave.
I know, dude. And
well,
then...
You used to have a great wave with Dennis. You used to have like a really good big wave.
Oh, I remember, dude.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is,
he had no hair at all. Yeah. He's big too.
Yeah, I know, dude. Boy, that's
scary. I'm not going to do that. That's giving up.
That's totally giving up,
I know.
Dude.
But
Russ's dad was a barber, you know, down in Belmont Shore.
I used to get my haircut by him.
Now, did he ever give you a proper flat top, dude?
No, I always...
So you balked at a flat top?
I pretty much had the same hairstyle for, like... I went from the 1970s, all our moms cut our hair with a bowl.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have this one picture of a...
That's a great cut.
We're on a trip with the Tuies and the Brownings. And all five kids had the bowl haircut. Like,
I know.
It was just like they stuck the bowl over your head, they clipped it around, and it was just like, you know.
I don't know why I didn't ask for
unless your dad
haircut.
Was a barber, and then you had a good haircut.
And then I went from the bowl to the, what we call the cinnamon roll, because it kind of swooped over to one side. And I had like a little, what you call the newscaster streak, where one part
was that's very
cool. That was the first thing that went.
That's very cool, man.
Oh, yes.
It always reminds me, did you ever see The Lonely Guy with Steve Martin and Charles Grodin?
Yeah, I did.
There's like a scene in it where they discuss whether, like, you know, that shampooing your hair is what makes you go bald. He goes, have you ever seen a bald bum? No, they've got luxurious hair.
They do, dude. Because they got...
Comment about, like, you know, what's because they don't wash their hair.
Yeah, because I've heard that you have to, like, let the oils build up or whatever, dude. If they made a pill that would just give me an awesome head of hair without, like, shrinking my nuts or something, I would totally take it, you know. And like, that Ozempic stuff, like, I just wish there wasn't so many side effects, you know.
Dude, have you seen these women, like, these celebrities, they start taking it?
Oh, Olivia Wilde. She used
to be gorgeous.
She was, like, the hot girl from Tron Legacy, and now she's, like, all...
Dude,
her face
dude.
Is like
so bad. Yeah. There was, Kelly Osbourne?
Yes.
Oh, dude, she looks completely different from when she
You know, she kind of had like that cute kind of
I thought
face.
She was cute, dude.
And then now it's just, it's scary. Yeah, oh my gosh.
No. She just kind of looks generic.
Not to, you know, bring up stuff, but that's the weird thing about COVID. Every other thing, we're right back to it now. So you see a commercial for like Ozempic. And it's this is a product that can do this, and then it's 59 seconds of all the things that can go wrong. With
no,
you.
I know, dude.
And during COVID, it was like, just take it, goddammit. You're killing my grandma. You right. Take the goddamn thing.
Or dude, unless you're allergic to it, dude.
Yeah.
In which case, don't take it.
But you weren't even allowed to, like, wonder what the symptom, the side
You don't need to know,
You don't need
dude.
To know. Just, you know, take
just
it and find
take
out.
Take it. Just take that, dude. One of the reasons, fuck it, I'm just gonna say it. One of the reasons I quit doing Facebook, dude, is that apparently a lot of people feel like Eric Dunn was taken out by this COVID shot that he had received, and it just fucking, it just blew my mind, man. And then someone else we went to high school with was saying that I was a double agent who had murdered Eric.
What did she change her name to? I was thinking about, we were thinking about her like a couple months ago, and I couldn't remember what weird name she changed her name to.
I don't know,
like
but
Moon Unit.
Dude, I wouldn't even use her real name because she's poor thing went insane, dude. So I don't know. I keep meaning to do Facebook and try to be more social, dude. Yeah. You know, being social, the less you do it, the more you don't want to do it, kind of.
Yeah,
well, I can't quit it just because of my OCD.
Dude.
It's a crippling disability, actually.
It's wonderful.
But it's my outlet, so I don't go insane.
Hey, excellent.
I must post.
There's a button on the bottom that just says friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the only one all good, besides Marketplace, which I'll look at stuff on Marketplace.
Oh, dude, I love
scrolling Marketplace.
Yeah. Well, there are some dynamite deals to be had on Marketplace,
there,
man.
Yeah, there can be, sure.
I work with a guy who would disappear and come back with a guitar, you know, and I'd be like, oh my God, where'd you get that? Oh, some dude over in West Covina was selling it.
Dude, they're always in $40. West Covina or something like that.
Yeah, I know, Inland Empire.
Yeah, they're always in that weird kind of space.
Well, I remember going with Eric once to get some Intellivision video games, and we ended up with scary trailer park.
You know, back when
the guy had the, you know, the goods.
back when we had all modems.
Oh, he's got some Pitfall. He's got some Snafu.
Same as they got in the store.
Before broadband, we were all in modems, right? Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going into like weird parts of LA, like on Figaro.
Oh,
I'm,
dude,
I'm in there
I remember
to buy
that.
This
yeah.
guy's external 9600 baud modem.
I remember
big old,
that,
and like I go to the store and I'm like, knock on the door, and it's just, you know, some dude. I'm like, he's in like a boxers and just like his tank top, and I'm like, hey, I was here for Hector.
Crazy,
and he's like,
man.
Oh, you're for the modem? Yeah. I'm like, dude, okay, cool. I'm like,
wow.
Well, they do stand up things about that now, like how you're sitting in a Target parking lot to sell your $5 toaster to some guy here watching.
Dude, I drove out to Garden, not Garden Grove, but like Ventura, pretty much, to buy Adobe Photoshop. This would have been like 97, 98. And they wanted like $2,000 for Adobe Photoshop. It sounds funny now, you know, but it was to get a scanner and Adobe Photoshop was the thing, you know, in 96 for artists or whatever. And dude, we drove up there and met a guy in a parking lot who sold us it for like $400, and I was like, this still feels like we're being absolutely ripped off, dude. In fact, I think we were, because neither not myself or the gal I was hooked up with at that time really learned how to do Adobe Photoshop, because it was
like
hard.
It
was
like
hard
very
back
expensive
then.
Date.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't hook up a scanner back then, dude. So has anyone seen any movies?
I finally did see Mandalorian and Grogu. There's a funny, there's a, you know, story behind that. I was in the theater, like, the fourth day.
It was out.
I was about to, the previews were about to come on, and then I got a phone call that I needed to come home for something. And I don't want to go
no
into detail.
No way,
it's all personal
dude.
Stuff,
yeah,
but I was actually in the theater after waiting, like, I'd been waiting 2 years for it, because you know what a big Star Wars fan I am. I'm like, I gotta go see it. And then, like, it took me, like, 4 days to get to the theater. I was in the Harkins, the nice theater. Sitting there in my seat, and the previews didn't even come on, and I got a phone call. you need to come home because this is happening.
And oh, no.
Hudson's freaking out.
Man.
Maddie can't watch him. And I'm like, oh. So I had to wait 2 more weeks.
You're kidding. Did they give you a
voucher
to come back?
No, I had to rush out too quick to like stop at the box office.
Dude,
and get a refund.
That, sucks, man.
Yeah. So it was, I loved it.
Well,
if you like the TV show, you're going to like the movie.
You're
going to
love the movie,
so,
I feel bad that it's not making as much money as I want it to make because I want them to make more and more Star Wars.
I think it was number one, though, wasn't it?
I mean, it opened number one, but it's going to be the lowest grossing of all the Star Wars movies.
Dude, I think it's going to do really...
I think part of it is, and it's happened to a lot of movies, that it's just like, you know, we got so used to being able to just watch this stuff on streaming...
Watching
stuff on our home
screens. Yeah.
And when COVID hit, people got even more used to that because everything
right.
was streaming. And now people know, like, well, if I miss it, it's going to be...
Wait 3 months and it'll be out.
Wait two,
That's
three
me.
In the old days, it would be like almost a year before things would come out.
No,
oh, right.
So movies would
or
come
longer.
Out. They'd have like a three-month theatrical run. And then they would go to the cheap seats like Rossmore. You know,
yeah.
You should go see anything at Rossmore. Like, Dr. Giggles is playing? Sure, $1.50, I'll go see Dr. Giggles.
That's the dark man guy.
Yeah. But then, so, like, you know, and then it was, like, it went from a second run places to, like, either cable or, you know, maybe in 7 months.
Oh, it'd be HBO first.
Yeah, and then
maybe
VHS, like, a year later. Now people know it's, like, if I miss it today, I have to wait, like, 2 months and then I can see it.
I wonder when old Grogu's coming out.
And not all movies deserve to be on the big screen, too. I'm, like, if it's just some... rom-com or something, I'm probably going to wait for it.
Well, oh, absolutely.
That's me now, literally. I used to be a guy that would see, like, especially back when they had the $1.50 movie place.
Oh.
I would see, like, maybe 40 movies a year in the
theater. Of course.
Yeah. And now I'm down to, like, if it's not Tron, Indiana Jones, or Star Wars, I'm probably waiting for it.
You got your franchises you're into.
Yeah, it's not like something big and grand, like Lord of the Rings, where you have to see it, like, on IMAX.
Right.
Well, even then, like, there's these big shows and that are on Prime Video or Netflix, and they're just as big as they would be on a movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And again, I said, like, that we've gone from, you know, the old TVs where we had to get up to change the channel with a dial to now everybody's got a home screen with a sound bar.
You got your 65-75-inch TV with, the best sound.
Yeah,
and you can pause and go to the bathroom.
So it's kind of weird because, like, so many of
cheap
these,
snacks.
So many of these big movies are, like,
cheap
just,
snacks.
You know, dying at the box office. And they don't have all that those extra places to make revenue like they used to. Instead of, like, you know, if your movie, like, just broke even in the theaters, you can make extra money on the video on demand or on the rental stores and all these other different outlets. Now it's like this and streaming.
I don't understand.
I feel like, though, that, like, some movies kind of have bucked that trend. Like Maverick, you know, Top Gun, Maverick.
Yes.
That one felt very traditional. You know, you got your movie release and, like, it was on HBO, I think, first.
Yeah.
And then it was finally, it's on Netflix or, you know, Paramount, whatever.
That one took a long time to come on to streaming, though.
It did.
That one almost took like a year to come on streaming.
It did, and that's what it felt like.
And
just a little old school.
And Tom Cruise fought for that to be in the theaters, because that was like during the thing they were where its original release schedule was during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And he told them, no, this is going, and he was right, obviously.
Man, did you ever hear that audio of him bitching out
his
crew, dude? Jeez, man.
No,
Well, someone, I don't know if they weren't wearing a mask or what they had done, but they broke some kind of protocol. And Tom Cruise is just screaming, they're going to shut us down.
Yeah.
You mother, I mean, man.
And it was
I like
about,
Tom
less
Cruise.
About his concern over the virus. It was more about, like, not wanting the whole set to be shut down.
Right. Well, yeah.
So
but that's actually a reasonable response.
They're in Milan, dude.
Yeah.
Like, let's not.
So it's weird. Make everybody go home.
There's some movies like Top Gun that are hits, and then, like, Lilo and Stitch made a ton of money, and Inside Out 2 made a ton of money. But there's a bunch more big box office movies that would normally be hits that are struggling to get back to their budget, or like even some of the Marvel movies started, like, you know, fading in their how much money they were making in the theaters.
Why do you think? Because so many people
it's just like
watching
complacency and just like, again, if, like you said, romantic comedies don't even go to the theaters anymore.
No, because
for the problem with romantic comedies is that even when they were successful, they didn't get like a worldwide audience. They would get like an American audience.
Right.
And now you need to get both.
Yep.
And then it's just like, so like if you see a comedy that does good in the box office, it's like surprising.
Now. I can think of a really good reason that you would want to watch rom-coms at home.
Yeah.
Because you're watching them with your romantic partner. And you know,
when it gets to the it gets to the scene, they're like, "Oh, here's that bedroom scene." Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Would you want to get over here? You know?
Yeah. Exactly. And if you're in a theater, that's trouble.
You know it's that 3 seconds that you went to see that Sidney Sweeney movie for.
No.
Oh yeah, man.
No,
there was a 3 seconds that I waited for.
Because I don't know if it was in the theater or not.
Yeah.
But I watched Jennifer Lopez and Brett Goldstein.
That went direct to
Office Romance.
Apple Plus, I think, or something.
Oh, is that any good?
Do it.
I liked
it. It was good.
Or Netflix.
Yeah,
it was good. Jennifer Lopez is like, she's our age.
She's still gorgeous, dude.
Phenomenal. Yes. I'm like, I can't believe it. It's just like, it's not like, you know, creepy. It's just like, I cannot believe that you look like that.
I think she's super into like working out and being healthy.
I've never liked that into her. She's just not my
type.
But you have to go, oh, wow, she's staying in great shape.
Dude, she's still Jenny from the block.
Yeah,
man. Absolutely.
Now, has anyone seen the new Superman movie or the new Supergirl movie?
It's not out yet.
How do you think that one's going to do?
I'm hearing that it's going to flop.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, it's like tracking like really low already. And then is it a DC movie? Tank.
Oh, that came out already?
I'm sorry, but like that was geared toward like not even our age. Like, maybe like 8 years younger, 5 to 8 years younger.
Whoa.
Like, I don't.
A kids movie.
Yeah,
kids
I mean, movie. I don't know. The people I know who that age, I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
They're like.
Right.
But I mean, obviously,
They're not Gen. What's the Gen?
Z.
Z. They're not Gen Z.
No.
They're millennials. They're kind of like, millennials plus. Mm. I don't know, but they just seem to just not give a crap.
They're not plus.
Like the kids now, like me and Kim are watching TV shows on our big screen. The kids are watching Love Island on their phones.
Really, dude? I can't watch.
I'm sorry, but if you put
phone.
That screen close enough, it's about the same size as my big screen TV.
Dude, yeah, my idea.
Hold the damn thing.
Dude, we should keep doing a little visor that just holds the
right?
screen. Right.
But check it out. On the sides of the visor, it's like red velvet curtains and balconies and stuff, so that it looks like you are in the back.
I'm sorry. By the end of the day, after starting my computer since 6 o'clock in the morning and then doom scrolling through Instagram and Facebook, I need the 65-inch screen if I'm going to watch a television show.
Yeah, I agree.
Eyes don't work so well at that time.
I think that's Jabba the Hutt. I can't tell.
Until he starts talking.
It could be Rosie O'Donnell.
The one thing that the Mandalorian has going for it is, even if that movie just breaks even, they're making all their money on Baby Yoda.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Cars franchise. Cars franchise for Pixar. They were not as huge box office hits as like a Toy Story or some of the other ones, but the merchandising,
merchandising.
The Cars franchise makes about $1 billion a year, even when they don't have a movie coming out. I feel like they make a new Cars thing just to keep it fresh for the toy line.
Yeah. Well, that's one of those toy lines that like, really little kids will wear light up Cars shoes.
It's like, you know, we all collected Matchbox. It's kind of like they're now that Matchbox and Hot Wheels have personalities.
Right. Yeah, yeah, dude. Boy, those Hot Wheels and Matchboxes are all really valuable, dude.
And I'm sure Disney's just like, okay, yeah, well, we didn't make a lot of money. But again, I think a part of it too is the fact that I was able to watch this for free on my TV show for 3 seasons. Why am I paying to see it here when I can watch it on my TV?
Dude, I'll tell you right now, is because on that trailer,
like, when I watch the TV show, I'm like, oh, I wish this was in the theater. I'd go pay to see it.
Absolutely, I would have. Dude, the first episode of The Walking Dead should have been increased by another half hour, made it 2 hours, and it should have been a fucking movie.
Well, no, what we said at the time, that was one of our early podcasts. It's like, why even make a zombie movie now? Because this TV show nails it every day. But we all dropped out of the franchise about, 8, 10 years ago?
Yeah,
but it kept going.
And killing off people you liked.
But
they were making basically, like, just better than most of the zombie movies you grew up watching.
Absolutely. And the quality was there. Yeah. Like, the makeup was badass.
Yeah.
But it just got to be too much the same stuff.
You know, you follow somebody for 3 seasons, you care about them a lot more than you do somebody you met 15 minutes ago at the start of a
zombie
movie.
It's funny, man. I have a hard time, I guess, like getting invested in a character. If I think there's a chance that character is going to die, dude, I will keep myself yeah. at arm's length, you know, and so I well, like character development. Well, that is the thing that
they do
nowadays.
They do actually kill people, you know. People
Oh, God, dude, yeah, man.
Oh, right.
Once they killed off Sean Bean.
You're like,
That's the only guy I knew who he was when the show started.
No, I know, dude. You know what sucks, dude, is that The Witcher, I don't know if you guys like that.
Do you ever watch any of the Witcher stuff? It's hit or miss.
It's hit or miss, I can't seem
to get interested in it.
But I like Henry Cavill, yeah. and now he has been replaced by one of the Hemsworth brothers, yeah.
Because Henry Cavill was like a super nerd.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, so he was like,
He was
into the video games and the, you know, stuff that, like, when they started, like, venturing away from the storylines of the video games, he was like,
Oh, right.
So he had conflicts with the, like, creators, and he basically quit.
Yeah, I think he knew the author. Going in a direction
he didn't like. Well, like at the end of Game of Thrones, you could tell, like, when they ran out of book material.
Oh, yeah. Totally,
because they went right back to the same, you know, tired storylines that we get in every other movie. And it's just like, oh, dude, well, this is such shit.
The White Walkers were like the slowest moving villains in the history of time until they actually showed up, and then they were all like sprinting and running and attacking people. But
then why were they so slow
to get there? To do anything?
Yeah, that's
White Walkers
to get to the wall.
It
took 5 years to breach the wall. Come on now. Then once they got past the wall, they were like in Winterfell, like that.
Dude, I tried to get in. I never could get into Game of Thrones. I tried getting into the House of the Dragon thing. Couldn't really get into that. I don't know, man. It's too slow or something.
I like it, but, you know, it's not, like, my favorite thing. There's, like, other stuff that, like,
floats
my boat better.
Right.
So did either of you guys see Mando and Grogu?
Dude, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I'll say then is just, if you like the TV show, you'll like the movie. It's it's very action-packed.
Oh, God, on the trailer. Like,
so are there any returning characters?
Some. Not many. It's mostly like him and Grogu kind of going on their own adventure. And Zeb Aurelius has a bigger role.
Okay.
So Zeb from Rebels is like used more in this one.
Okay.
Where would I recognize Zeb?
The Hutt twins from Book of Boba Fett are also main characters.
Zeb was like the hairy, like...
He was like the original design of what a Wookiee was supposed to look
like.
He's a discarded design.
Oh,
When they did Rebels, they brought that species into Star Wars.
Oh, this is the live action.
A live action, and it worked really good, actually.
Oh, it looks good. Yeah. Oh, really? That's good. They still using that screen behind them like they do on the Mandalorian the TV show?
Not as much in the movie. No.
Like green screening?
Well, it's called the
Super...
I can't remember the name of it.
Super Max Screeno...
The Bulk, the... something. Whatever they called it.
Right, we haven't been doing this in a while.
Yeah. Well, dude, I saw
Brad from September last year would know it absolutely.
Yeah, probably. I was watching the trailer for Mandalorian and Grogu, and I saw the Mandalorian was like on some kind of robot velociraptor running down a mountain with Baby Yoda on his back, and I'm like, count me in. You got to see that in the theater.
That's a toy right there.
It's super action-packed. It's like an elevated version of the TV show. It's like basically they had the same budget as like 8 episode of the TV show.
Yeah.
But it's like all put into like an hour and a half. So there's more special effects and more.
Pedro Pascal have a lot of face time mainly masked?
He just shows up. Like the people that play the Mandalorian, I think there was one season where he wasn't even on set.
Well, why would you have the actual actor inside that?
No, they started giving the credit to the two stuntmen because they were basically in the suit the
whole
time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I say.
You create this character that, like, is not supposed to take his helmet off, and then you hire some, like, super famous actor.
Right, dude, that's what I'm saying.
Why am I showing up?
Yeah, you know, just basically doing voiceover work. But then he just... There was no request.
Oh, dude.
No. Hello. This is the computer asking Russ what he wants to do about Facebook.
I've been doing AI stuff, right?
This is my
Hermes agent. I've got like I can talk to my computer now.
Is it work pretty well?
So by the time we finish podcasting, he'll have an animated version of us podcasting.
Like, could she sit in and shoot the shit with us, dude?
Hold on a second. Hey, Jarvis. Give me a synopsis of the movie Mandalorian and Grogu. We'll see what comes up.
Here he goes. Ladies and gentlemen, Jarvis.
Taking a lunch break or...
He's thinking, dude. Hopefully he won't get overheated.
The expression of throwing a penny, you know what that means?
copper, like to shoot somebody?
No, he needs to go to the bathroom.
This,
well, that wasn't really the movie.
He's hungry. He needs to eat.
It shut off before I have to lengthen the time. It's only like 4 seconds or 3 seconds. I have to do it because it's used for like commands, like turn on and off lights and stuff. But it'll do stuff like that. Like you can't ask the other dingus, Amazon dingus. You can't ask that thing a damn thing. It is so stupid. But so this is now. This is like a bundle of wires and like a, you know, a shitty speaker on my.
Kim has something in our kitchen that plays music, and I just have to yell at it, turn volume up.
That's dude. There are YouTube videos.
I do not know that song.
It's like a Larry David episode. Yes. You know, it's like,
there's these YouTube videos where people are making these little like crab type robots and their AI, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's walking around there. Like,
yeah,
you can see them,
yeah, it's dude. It's fascinating, like dude. Yeah, and there was one going like the guy's like, oh, come here, Cookie Puss or something, and it's all no. Why should I? I don't want to. Like his AI robot, and then it starts like doing a little dance.
I've read too many books and seen too many sci-fi things for some of the stuff that's happening.
All gonna die, man. No, see, we're gonna get eaten by robot dogs.
Everything lives on that little computer right there, that little box with the fan. The fans keep dying on me, but
if things start trying to attack you, you would unplug
that. I can just unplug it. Yeah.
So I've seen a movie lately. Have you guys seen a movie in 2026?
Yeah, sure. Not in the theater.
Not in the theaters.
Okay, so then like, are you more watching TV shows and series then?
Dude, I've been stuck on
series. I got a couple good ones lately. Did anyone see Widow's Bay?
No, I have not yet. It's on my list. It looks like it's okay. So that's the thing that I will still do. I will not watch a show until it's done. Like I just finished watching The Boys, final season,
dude.
And it was great.
See, I don't like doing that because if it's a show I'm really into, I like watching the show and then watching and listening to podcasts and theories about the show.
Yeah.
Between episodes. So I will
that's the way you're supposed to do
some things. Like if it falls on Netflix and it's not going to have that, like anyone watch The Burrows?
I thought that was all right.
It just got canceled.
It's all right.
It made it through one. It was basically like a one season idea.
Who was the main people in that?
The bad guys were like some. Okay, you saw it. It was. Like,
I did, dude.
It was like Alfred Molina, a bunch of old people in a rest home. And like out in the desert, and then it's kind of like you find out, there's something else going on at this rest home.
Right.
They were like, some people who were running it were basically siphoning off brain fluid from the people.
But it was some creature that was
making this youth serum. And some creature captured.
It sounds like one of those Black Mirror episodes.
Stranger Things, dude. Yeah. It's like when you're watching
Stranger Things, but instead of young kids, it's old folks.
It was all right.
But after watching it, you're like, this is really a one season idea. Yeah. Why would they even come back for more?
Dude,
I did watch the Saturday Night Movie Club. Mystery Club with Pierce Brosnan. Yeah.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Pierce Brosnan. It's good. I need to watch. Is it like a Knives Out type thing?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. It has Helen Mirren.
Those are always
too.
Good.
Is it
dude.
Sporks Out?
Sporks are too pointy for the mole people.
Did you guys ever watch that Natasha Lyonne series? She plays a detective.
Columbo. It's basically Columbo.
She's like a lady Columbo. She even does Columbo's voice.
I got into it super late.
Dude, Poker Face.
Poker Face.
And you'd love it. If you're a fan of mystery.
I didn't like her in Russian Doll. I don't like her weird accent.
I don't think I ever saw Russian Doll.
You know what? What was the other one she was in?
Slums of Beverly Hills.
No.
She was a kid when she was in that.
She was in like Clueless or something way back in the day. But,
was she?
Not Russian Doll. She was in.
She talks like this.
She's very odd.
Wait a minute.
That put me off for a long time, and then someone described it to me, and then I watched it, and it's basically like a female Columbo.
Yeah, and she even does kind of a Columbo.
It's literally like a Columbo.
But, dude, she has the power to tell when people are lying, right? So organized crime, like, reaches out to her all the time. to tell them, you know, but it's kind of like a murder she wrote.
She goes from town to town and ends up getting.
But the guest stars are fantastic. Poker Face.
There's Poker two seasons. Face. I think
dude, you would love it. Yeah.
And it's written by somebody. It's done by somebody famous.
Is it?
I think it's done by the guy who did Knives Out. He's like, he's not directing it, but he like created it. And I was just got really super into it, and then they weren't going to make a season three.
Well, and dude, the guest stars on Poker Face are great.
Yeah.
They'll use these guest stars that you haven't seen.
Yeah.
You didn't know were still alive.
Yeah, because she's like basically the main character, so they can get you can get bigger guest stars.
It's great.
You're just, you know, having to get, you know, you're not playing a full cast.
So I would totally recommend Poker Face.
Poker Face,
dude.
Definitely.
Now, have you guys watched any of that series, La Brea? It is so
bad.
We talked
about that like 5 years ago.
Dude, right? It is so bad. Go ahead.
No, no,
did
it is
bad. Did you guys
bad.
Love it?
No, I watched one, tell episode. Me you love one episode. That's all I did.
Oh, my God.
We both got, like, they fell into the thing, and we got through one episode, we're just like, oh.
It was horrible.
There's such bad CGI. Like, they didn't even try.
It's and like
trying to be some Lost
horrible.
Type show.
Right. Dude.
But it was just.
And you're like, why don't they just put a rope down the hole and then they'll come out of the green part of the sky? Like, nothing makes sense. So then they camp in the cars that fell through the hole. So if more cars come falling through the hole, which might happen, they're all going to be crushed, dude. Because
and there's
they're,
some kind of weird time thing, too.
Yeah, like 10,000 years earlier.
In the hole, they're like back in the...
Dude.
But like Sabretooth, like bad, like, okay, remember Sci-Fi Channel on Saturdays or Sundays? They would have like
the
bad movie of the week.
Oh, yeah,
like, you know,
sure.
Oh, this week, it's Tiffany from the 80s. Singer Tiffany versus Debbie Gibson in Shark Attack 5 or whatever.
Yeah.
It was that kind of level of bad special effects.
Like, horrible, man.
And they make these. They made it like, so it was like an era where there weren't dinosaurs at first. I think they eventually added dinosaurs.
Well,
because nobody cared about...
That's
everybody wanted them.
That's why
like,
the
right,
La Brea tar pit.
Like, you know, dude, why are just sticking to the...
Dude,
up
at the La Brea tar pits, they have a T-Rex skeleton, and then there are plaques around it saying, look, man, no T-Rexes were ever found in these tar pits. About 190 million years separate the two, but the kids want the damn dinosaurs. You know, dude.
Give the kids giant what they're looking
giant
for.
Giant ground sloths, not so much. I'd love a giant ground sloth.
But they're not. No, they don't make a good villain when they're like crawling after you.
No, they're all slow, dude. However, they did have these massive,
giant claws.
I can't think of sloths now without seeing the sloth from Zootopia at the DMV.
Oh, that's right. Have you seen anybody seen Zootopia 2?
Yeah, it was good.
Was it good? I liked the first one.
No.
You haven't seen
it? It's good because of it kind of expands and gives you more of that Zootopia world. Like, you get to see more areas of it.
Oh, how cool, dude.
And then Kequan, Short Round, is the snake.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he's having an upsurge in his career ever since that Everything Everywhere Always or whatever.
Dude, there's a movie that I couldn't
really
understand.
They should have
really
done a Short Round movie instead of a old indie movie.
Have you seen everything other than that?
Dude,
the one?
It was good, but
should I watch it again?
I really liked it.
I'll have to watch it again. Because
I heard about it, I'm like, that sounds weird.
It, but I thought it was overhyped.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe it was enough, like, sci-fi that it was like, okay, cool. And then, you gotta love, you know, Short Round. And
right,
Michelle,
I'll do anything for that fellow.
Well, except for when she's in bad Star Trek movies.
Oh, I still haven't watched
it. Oh, now, dude, have you guys...
Dude, you said it was no good. I'm like, all right, I'm not watching.
Have you guys, I imagined, already talked about Starfleet Academy?
No.
Now, did you give it a... Did you guys give it a chance,
dude? I watched
dude?
Three episodes.
So you watched episodes 1, 2, and 3.
And then I was just like, I saw something about what the fourth episode was going to be out, and I was done. It was
then
like,
you were like, this is enough.
And I saw some things. Star Trek fans were all just pissed about it.
Right.
Yeah, why were they pissed?
I mean,
what
no
was,
one's
what
happy.
What was the reason?
Well,
I didn't even watch
Starfleet
one episode.
So you
was
haven't
supposed to be the elite of the elite, and they had these like characters that were like basically retarded or
bumbling, like
bumbling
again.
They had some hologram that was like moronically childish, and she never would have gotten into the like people that wouldn't make it into Starfleet Academy.
Yeah, dude, it was like West
like
Point. Dude.
People you saw at Walmart yesterday are in this Starfleet Academy.
Right,
the people
like
of Walmart.
Of
right, and it was like It's supposed to be like West Point, like people wash out of it.
And I'll give it credit, like the set, I thought the set was really good, like the set dressing. And there was like some elements that were good, but they have like Holly Hunter is supposed to be like the principal of the thing. And she's like not even wearing shoes.
Oh, that's right. Dude, that's right.
Like she's lounging, like so like.
I forgot about that whole no shoes.
No, you're talking about Picard, like, you know, he's all buttoned up and a captain, and she's just like lounging in her captain's chair like she's like, you know.
Dude, what a disappointment.
Holly Hunter?
Yes, Holly Hunter.
Holly Hunter plays the wizened.
And then they have that one character you don't like from, what was it, Discovery? The lady with the really short hair.
A lot of
Dude, Tig Notaro.
Oh, Tig, dude. She's so funny, she's man. So,
dude, I don't
yeah, she's like one of the main characters on that show now.
If you put Tig Notaro as a main character in your show, you're going to have a bad time.
So I gave it a shot. I did give it a shot, and I thought it was funny because they were saying, like when they first released it, they were even putting it for free on YouTube because the ratings were so low on Paramount Plus.
Oh, wow. That,
like a lower than any other Star Trek thing they'd ever done. They'd already committed to 2 seasons of the thing. And like I said, there was production budget because like the set looked amazing.
Right.
But it was just like, it was just, there's too many bad things.
So speaking of,
well, it wasn't exciting. Yeah.
So speaking of Paramount Plus, probably the best TV show that I've seen in the last 5 years for sure. Dude, Landman.
Whoa.
Have you watched this?
No, I haven't seen it.
And,
it's part of the Sheridan universe.
What's that?
Tyler Sheridan, who did Yosemite, and now basically has like 25 spinoffs.
Dude, the guy has so many shows.
He has so many shows.
He's got a good aesthetic. I mean,
Landman.
And finally, Kevin Costner left Yosemite. So they're like, okay, well, we'll just make this guy his own show. We'll give these people their own show.
Wow, so
Dutton
you're...
Ranch and the Martians.
Dude has Ali Lard.
So there's two seasons of Landman on Paramount Plus. Taylor Sheridan starring Billy Bob Thornton. Dude, he's so great, man. I'll watch him in anything, dude. So it's, now Russ is into petroleum. Would it be fair to say, dude, that you have a background in the petroleum?
I do have a background.
I'm seeing this movie is about petroleum.
You know what? It has nothing to do. It has to do with, oil exploration in Texas and the Gulf.
Right.
So, but that's just the backdrop for a completely dysfunctional family that likes to wear a lot of bikinis.
Yeah. Now, I see Demi Moore
is pretty good.
Yeah.
Her face doesn't move like it used to. Like, it's partially dead. But she's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, dude, she was in a movie, in a horror movie. I'm looking it up now.
Oh, yeah, that weird...
called The Substance, dude.
It was kind of like... Remember the movie... that Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep did with Bruce Willis.
Right, the dead one.
Death Becomes Her.
Which is a great movie. Like that now.
That was more of a horror comedy, but there's been several like more serious things.
Dude.
Which is funny because she was in one and Ashton Kutcher was in another. So it's like the two exes both made their own projects. Like maybe they discussed this as an idea and they both took it to different producers and made like Ants and Bug's Life, you know.
Dude.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to recommend this Demi Moore movie called The Substance.
Okay. The Substance. Okay.
Which, and I'm just going to...
It's like Ozempic.
I'm going to spoil it. Yeah, in fact, maybe that has something to kind of do with it. Yeah. So,
drinking the baby's blood and...
It's about Demi Moore. First off, she's in great shape. She's 62. She's 63 now. She was 62 when she did The Substance, and she does full frontal, balls to the wall nudity.
In at 62.
At 62 years young, sir.
Town till Tuesday.
And she transforms. Yeah, I'm not spoiling a whole lot.
No.
Part of what this stuff does is it transforms you into a younger person.
Yeah.
And the young person, my God, that's why you guys, it's like The Fly, you know, when Jeff Bridges starts to kind of fall apart. And you're like, holy shit, dude,
Do you remember the movie, you ever see a movie in the 80s was a horror movie called Society?
I don't think I saw that one.
There was this weird one where like they, you know, instead of like, you know, like the weird like celebrity orgies, like these people's like... It was almost like a Cronenberg type thing. All the people's faces were like melting together.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
It was really weird.
Society.
But anyway, I still never got to talk about Widow's Bay. So I was going to say about Widow's Bay, I don't want to give away anything other than to say it's basically like it's like a island, It's like an island, and the mayor is trying to get more tourists. He's like trying to be like the. It's like it's a whole show's like making fun of movie tropes, basically. So it's like a horror comedy, where it's like
I saw that there was like a shark or something in the water.
He's trying to bring people to the town and whatever, and it's like bad stuff starts going on.
It sounds like Jaws. Yeah.
It's like Jaws, but it's not like it's like everything. It's okay. Like there's an episode, like so there's a curse on the island or some kind of curse. You don't know really what's going on. Every episode is like there's like one that's like he's in a haunted house, and there's one that was like a serial, like a Mike Michaels serial killer type. And there's one that's like a back in the Pilgrim days. So it's very much like each episode is its own like little thing, but it's all about this curse on this island.
And who's the main character? This is the actor for the in the Americans, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Shark really Bay,
because he plays this kind of like Widow's dorky. Bay. Stumbling mayor, and also Stephen Root plays like the conspiracy theory guy on the island. Like he's trying to
that sounds
people.
Good. I like that.
Yeah, so it's really good. It was 8 episodes. It just got renewed for a second season.
Dude,
just think of it as this way. It's kind of like you really don't know what the curse is about still, but there's like think of it as like Cabin in the Woods. There's it's almost like something you're having to serve whatever weird thing is going on this island. So it's kind of got a Cabin in the Woods meets a. It's a kind of a Parks and Rec, but a horror thing.
Mm. Dude, if it's horror comedy, which I see here that
it's not like a Saturday the 14th kind
slapstick.
Of
it's not like
it's not like a scary movie. It's like it's more subtle.
Yeah,
it's like there's funny moments in it.
Well, dude, I love horror comedy.
So definitely check it out. It's all done now. You can stream the whole thing.
I can't. You know what? I've been watching.
It's on Amazon Prime.
TV. I actually finally got Apple TV, and I wanted to watch.
What's the thing?
Monarch season 2. Yeah. And I'm on episode 3 or 4 so of season 2. So I haven't got too far into it.
Yeah. I watched Monarch. I still
that
like
that looks really
I like
good.
You know
it's, I mean for like a TV show it feels almost as good as like the Godzilla movies.
It does.
I mean,
it absolutely like, does.
And Kurt Russell of course. We're big fans of Kurt Russell. The Kurt Russell podcast.
So have you guys seen that monster? Is there a new Godzilla movie? The latest one it has Kurt Russell in it.
No, that's what we're talking about. It's a TV show.
That's called Monarch. Legacy of Monsters.
That's what
it's a great. It's a great
dude,
show.
So it kind of goes
back into the past. It's on Apple Plus.
I have to say, there's a little too many flashbacks so far in these
but
first
the flashbacks,
three episodes.
His son plays him in the flashbacks.
I like his son.
So his son's like the one that was played the Timu Captain America.
Yeah.
Timu Captain America. You know,
is that original?
Probably not. I mean,
come on, dude.
You probably came up with it, dude.
What's the other thing that's like Timu? What used to be the Timu?
AliExpress, maybe? No.
Yeah, that was a big one, dude.
eBay? I don't know.
Anyway, he is, basically.
Kmart Blue Light Special.
It's the fake Captain America. He was a U.S. agent.
Kurt Russell's son was in a series called The Lodge that shot around Long Beach. Did you guys ever watch any of that?
No, I didn't see The Lodge.
Yeah, dude. Check it out if you're a fan.
We're just giving each other ideas.
Dude, absolutely. Kurt Russell's son, and there's something about him.
What's his name again? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Wyatt.
Kyle?
Wyatt.
Wyatt or Kyle.
Wyatt.
He looks like a Kyle.
He's not a Kyle. He's a Wyatt.
Looks like a Kyle.
Dude, yeah.
That's a pretty successful family, though, if you think about it.
Goldie
and Kurt. And then Goldie's two kids, Kate and...
Kate Hudson's back on, and she's on the show. Running Point. I love it. It's so good.
I liked Running Point, but I felt like season one had more of an actual, like, full concept. And season two was they were just kind of like, oh, we got renewed. This is the thing with a lot of TV shows. They have, like, a one-season
They blow their load on season one. It's like the debut album and then, like, the sophomore effort.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like you spent 20 years to get that first album,
and then
you got to put on a new one next year. Oh, shit, we took
everyone
us 20 years for the first
one. Everyone
like messes it up. It's like they basically, because, like, there's not as many comedies in the movies anymore. People write, like, a comedy movie, basically. So it's like a one-season concept. And then they go, you got renewed. They're like, that's great, but now I got to figure out what to
do. Well, and actually the Running Point feels like there's the overarching, like, you know, theme, you know, plot. I've only watched like four or five episodes also of this.
But she's good.
This is where I'm at. I love that there's Kate Hudson back on TV back making movies.
Oh, so now this says it's
content,
a sports
it's
comedy.
It is. It's
dude.
Based
is
on
she
Team
a,
Bus, basically.
So
Team
she is an agent, or what is she?
No, she's basically Jeannie Buss. This family inherited the basketball team
Yeah.
LA Waves.
Oh, how cool.
From their father.
I love that
and
stuff.
She's, and the one guy, Justin Theroux's character, was basically like helping to run the thing, but then he had too many drug problems, so we had to check it
out. Dude, it's so funny. He keeps coming back on this little like, just all of a sudden he's there. He's like, okay, I check myself out of rehab for a day, come tell you, you guys are suck.
So basically, the daughter ends up running the franchise like she did in real life. It's loosely based on Jeannie Buss's true life.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, I'm just glad dude, to see created by Mindy Kaling, dude. Look
you know
at
what?
Her getting
I really,
some chalk
I,
on the
I,
board.
You know what? I don't like the fact. I didn't want to like it.
Yeah.
Just because that bitch.
She's opinionated,
dude. She ruined Velma. Yes. And
Ruined Velma.
She obviously did good work on The Office, so I don't know what changed.
This sounds a lot like...
The Office is like one of the most politically incorrect shows in the world.
Yeah.
And then she goes on to make like this DI
completely
show.
Woke horse shit. No,
I just
no,
got
that's...
so sick of watching Jim and Pam look at each other, dude. I couldn't do it anymore, man.
We're currently our current binge show. I'm almost out of shows right now, but our current binge show...
Because
we watched The Blacklist. We got into The Blacklist.
That's almost as long as The Supernatural.
Almost. It was like 10
You're
seasons.
You're kidding, dude. Really?
It was 10 seasons and was also very... Like, there was a lot of good stuff, but there was also, like, certain storylines here where it's like, I don't like the storyline.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, Soldier Boy is so great, dude.
Dude, he's so great.
That whole thing should just be about him.
Do you want
him,
some knee
dude.
Pads so you can come over here and suck my hog? dude, it's so funny.
Jason Sudeikis is that guy?
No. It's
Jensen Ackles.
That guy is dude.
Jason Sudeikis is Ted Lasso.
Okay, so I was thinking about Ted Lasso.
Right?
Because that last thing we were talking about sounds a lot like Ted Lasso, where the girl inherits the team and all that stuff. And I love Ted Lasso. Yeah. That was
That's
great.
Coming back in August.
You're kidding.
Yeah, dude, but there's going to be chicks.
Yeah, he's running a girl soccer.
I mean, it'll probably be okay, but it feels like a little DEI.
Yeah. Well, it feels like, well, again, so I was talking about this with someone the other day. It's the whole, one of those shows where a character's straight all of season one, and then a character's magically gay
Boom,
season two,
gay.
And then magically straight again in season three.
Well, it didn't work out so well, so we're going
For
back.
For which one, dude?
They do that to at least one character on every show that's on
Apple. Really?
Yes, yeah. They do it to Reese Witherspoon's character on the morning show. And they did it to the girl
really?
Was like that was dating the two guys.
Kaylee in Ted Lasso.
She has like a love triangle between two guys in season one, and then she's just...
No, so she's
a convenient lesbian in season two, and then
dude,
like, it's fine if that's a natural thing for the character, but when you just like pull it out of thin air just so you can have that as on your checkbox for the year, and then switch it back up again, I don't buy it.
I was watching something where a girl was part of a throuple, dude. Like it was
like
two
it was
girls
thing?
And a dude. Yeah. And they're just like, well, how long have you been a throuple, dude, or whatever? And I'm just like, good luck with that.
You know what,
guys.
else was good? Speaking of The Office, you seen Rooster?
No, I've not seen it.
It's probably the best Stephen Carell thing I've seen since.
The Office. Is it?
So I didn't even watch Space Force. I watched. He was on the morning show. They killed him off in season two. He was on some other show that just got renewed.
Four seasons.
They killed him off in season one. So it's the first show he hasn't been killed off in like the last couple of years. It's actually pretty good.
Well, good. You know, the one thing, I got Apple Plus.
Yeah.
And I started watching Shrinking. Have you watched Shrinking?
I love Shrinking.
I checked out,
but I love it. It's one of my favorite.
Really?
Dude,
Harrison Ford is so good.
I'll just sit down by myself and watch it, dude, and I'm all of a sudden I'm crying. I'm like, dude, so good.
The funniest thing is my least favorite character is Jason Segel's character. Just because he's a little whiny and kind of like, but I love like the neighbor Ted McGinley's great, and the wife is
Krista Miller.
Yeah,
she's so good.
She was on the Drew Carey show.
She's
and that wine one with Courtney Cox.
Oh right.
She was on that show too. She's always good as the neighbor. She's
she's good.
But yeah, there's like that whole cast is so good. Harrison Ford just knocks it out of the park.
Yeah.
With that character, that grumpy. He's probably more like in real life. This is grumpy.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
And Shrinking is also another connection. So the Brett Goldstein guy who you said was in the movie.
Right.
He created Shrinking.
He did.
He's on Ted Lasso. He's the older soccer player. He's the creator of that show, and he's also in it as the guy who hit and run his wife.
Yeah, killed his wife.
Yeah.
Dude, it's such a good show.
So quality show.
Yeah, no, I started watching. I'm like, What are these things coming out of my eyes?
That's the thing. There's so many good TV shows and all these shows.
Well, that's why therapy's good.
In the old days, it was like there were TV actors and there were movie actors. And then once in a while, somebody would go from TV to movies or vice versa.
Right.
But now it's like all movie actors do TV. And that was like forbidden back in the day.
Dude, and commercials, dude.
So, you see all these like main people like in these TV shows. And it's just like, you know, then you gotta wait.
See, that's the thing. You consider them main people.
Yeah.
There's people.
Dude, have you guys watched The Miniature Wife? It's not a yet. Series.
I've seen it. It's the guy accidentally, Honey, I Shrunk My Wife.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I mean,
I think Lori was watching it. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden there's like this, this is this other shrunken guy. And it's like, what?
Dude, it's so half-assed.
We're like, oh yeah, he's going to stay over. You're like, what's going on?
It's so half-assed.
So he accidentally shrunk a guy, and now his wife has, like, doesn't have any many options.
Well, he can shrink everything.
You just shrunk your marriage.
Yeah, exactly.
There was that one. Oh, there was a TV show, Downsize, or something like that. Where
the Wahlberg dude or whatever, where they're
gonna.
I thought it was a movie.
And it was kind of an interesting concept, but it kind of just kind of fell flat for me. It was a movie where like you paid a certain amount of money. Like, say you didn't have a lot of money.
Right.
But that money would go a lot farther if you were only this tall.
So for $20,000, they will shrink you down and put
you
in a Barbie.
You have to commit to being shrunken, but then you live in a smaller
like a Barbie mansion.
Basically, they could give you like one brownie and you could live on it for a year. You know?
Yeah. So it's like these little tiny little morsels of food.
Dude.
This new tiny person would live off of it.
Yeah. So
right, and your rent is you live in like a giant Barbie mansion, but it only takes up a square foot or whatever.
Yeah. So I kind of like the concept.
Yeah, it's a great concept, but it just kind
of... Oh, and it was so sad because they like a guy and his girlfriend decided to get shrunk together. Then she's like, later on, she doesn't do it. She doesn't come back. And she's like...
No way.
And he's by himself. Who is it?
And
is who's the main guy in that? Is it
Matt Damon?
I think it was Matt Damon, right?
Matt Damon.
Downsize.
That's something that I wouldn't normally think of Matt Damon doing. Usually he does.
Yes. Well, he's going to be in the new Woke Odyssey movie.
Oh, really, dude? Is he starring in it?
Yes, he's Odysseus.
Oh.
Oh, really?
It's going to make a ton of money. It's Christopher Nolan. Christopher Nolan's been getting things out of the park. Like, even Oppenheimer made a ton of money.
How is it woke?
Well, Helen of Troy is played by Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, okay.
Grecian.
She's not very Grecian, that's right.
And then, what's that name?
Let's see, Anne Hathaway.
Elliot Page is going to be playing Achilles.
It
was played by
they're trolling you guys.
Played by Brad Pitt in the last version.
What are they thinking? Oh my god.
They're just trolling now, dude.
But it's got Christopher Nolan, so it's like epic, so it's kind of like it's still going to make money, but like there's going to be a lot of people just like
Dude, Charlize Theron is in there.
Okay.
It's got an all-star cast, but it's like they totally did some race swapping and gender swapping for that one.
Tom Holland. Anne Hathaway is so great, dude. I don't watch her in anything.
But she hasn't aged.
I'm not seeing it yet.
I'd rather watch Percy Jackson on Disney Channel.
Good old Percy Jackson.
I like that show.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, those are
versus
good
versus watching,
too.
You know, this totally inaccurate. I'm sorry. The thing that bugs me, it's like you do Mulan, and everyone's like, you have to have all the actors need to be of Asian descent, and you can't have any white people in the show, and it has to be completely accurate. And then you do a movie about like some white history, and you're like, oh, we'll throw a guy in a wheelchair.
token Asian guy.
Or even a House of Dragons. We'll make the one character's with the white hair all black.
Dude, it's more, it comes out better on film. Yeah. It's more striking. But, hold on. So I'm seeing that the Odyssey here has a budget of $250 million.
Yeah.
Dude, it's going to be 3 hours long. I don't know, man.
But I'm hearing that is actually tracking well, whereas everything else is tracking like shit.
Oh, okay.
Supergirl's tracking like shit. Mandarin Grogu, you know, did okay, but not great.
Right.
And He-Man just like... It's shorts, and the things that are doing good now are these movies that are based on YouTube things. You ever heard of that Backrooms movie?
Yeah. That looks interesting.
It's cleaning up. It was based on some YouTube conspiracy thing about liminal spaces.
Yeah.
So think of like, what's the one with Adam Scott? Severance.
Severance.
You know, like when you're walking around these big empty like office buildings and stuff. So, like,
I have seen that.
So I've never even heard of this online. It was fairly.
Who's in this? Though?
Nobody. Just these random people.
Like, oh, dude, really? Like shot
I
on.
I did see a commercial.
This thing was shot like on a shoestring budget.
Yeah. Well, like, it looks like it.
150 times its budget easily.
No, there are somebody in it. You're burying
But it's basically based on these like weird conspiracy theories about like these odd spaces between spaces.
Oh, right, dude. And, like, creepypasta is about being in an office building and all of a sudden you kind of get lost and then it just keeps going and
going. So the two biggest things in the box office right now are this Obsession movie, which was made for...
Dude, what's that about?
I have no idea. And this backdoors, and both of these things were, like, from YouTube creators, basically.
Oh, no shit.
And the big budget movies are really tanking.
Yeah, dude, I kind of want to see Backrooms, man. Yeah, so Backrooms started off as a creepypasta.
Yeah.
Who gets... a gal gets trapped in the dimension of liminal space after a portal. And I don't know, dude. I'm afraid it's going to be boring just because most of those videos are boring.
That's going to be... It's like something...
$10 million is the budget.
Yes.
So $240 million less than The Odyssey.
Yeah.
Oh, but has this guy in it?
Who's that guy?
I have no idea.
Ejo
4. You're right. There's nobody I recognize in this.
It's a $10 million budget. It's like, it's based on a... It was like not even like at first it was just like videos of empty spaces, and then it became a conspiracy thing that people were adding to, and somebody did a short film based on the creepy stuff.
Right.
And then it turned into an actual film.
Well, because it's cheap, you know, you can...
it's the horror movie thing. If you make a cheap horror movie, you can make them.
They say that you will make your money back.
But it's impossible. These mega studios that keep eating each other want to make the blockbusters, too.
But the day of the blockbuster is gone.
Yeah, A24 is cleaning up.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, dude. Yeah. I can't think of... And I will go see Gorgu in the theater, but...
Well, you better hurry up.
Yeah, right. I
know. You know, is it still at the Starlight over
there? No, it's not the cheaper one.
Damn it!
And by the time I went and saw it at Harkins, it was only like on one or two screens. Where it was like on five.
It's probably already too late.
Yeah, they probably already yanked it out.
Here's the thing, though. It's only going to go on Disney Plus. I'm not paying $180 a year for that shit.
Well, but if you think about it, it's kind of smart because Disney was spending all this money on these Star Wars streaming shows, right? And you're not really getting anything. You're just spending $150 million for a TV show.
Yeah, but we were...
And now it's like you just make the TV show into a movie.
Because they're already like movies. Like, it's just episodic.
Right, so if you break even and then it goes onto your streaming service, it's like I covered the production cost versus spending it all for nothing.
Right.
So it's really like a no-lose situation for them if they break even.
Yeah. So because what has it made so far?
It's made about 300 and... $516 million.
Oh, and what was the budget on it?
$165 million.
Okay, so it's doubled. It's doubled up.
But they always say like if it's a $165 million budget, then your advertising budget's like another $100 million, basically, probably.
Well, that baby Grogu.
It's like barely like right, there. Yeah. But I said again with that, it's more like how many baby Grogu dolls can we sell?
Now? Right. A lot. The answer is tons, dude. Most of the people at Disneyland had baby Grogu's around their necks.
Yes.
Grogu's.
It was nuts, man. And those things are like, $40 or $50.
Coming, that's like the evil universe, Grogu.
When they go into the mirror universe where everything is backwards.
Yeah, where everyone has like a beard or mustache.
So the Mandalorian and Grogu has grossed $317 million worldwide as of mid-June 2026, with $166.6 million domestic, $150.5 international.
Yeah.
I would think it would do better.
$165 million production budget, opened with $81.6 million domestically.
So it's been one of the bigger openings lately, but I said these little tiny projects are continuing to go, and that's kind of all these other things are falling up.
Ooh.
He-Man opened small and then had a 70% second week drop off.
Seth, I was about to say it had a 70% drop in its second weekend.
Yeah. What happened?
The lowest Star Wars movies would roll on for like. The reason like Force Awakens made a ton of money is it would every week it would still bring in another 100 million, and bring in another 50 million.
It had legs, they say.
Oh, it says it needs to make at least 500 to 600 million to break even.
But that's
not accurate.
Well, so do that
consider with it when accounting for significant marketing and distribution costs.
They're not spending that much on marketing.
If you
here's the thing, like this movie, this all of a sudden, we haven't been doing the podcast. Yeah. I'm not like, you know, I'm not looking for trailers on YouTube or anything. Right. All of a sudden, my son Andrew goes, I'm going to see Mandalorian and Grogu. I'm like, what? What do you mean? Like at somebody's house?
On
like,
Disney?
No, it's on. It's in the theater. I'm like, you're shitting me.
Yeah, yeah, I know, dude. When you get out of it, it's you don't even realize this stuff is coming dude. But anything else you're looking forward to seeing in the theater, Brad? That you've got to.
That was the one movie that I had to see in the theater this year. Just like Tron, which we didn't get to talk about because we haven't gotten together since that came out.
Right.
I've liked all three of the Tron movies.
Hmm.
And two of the Tron movies have been box office failures.
Hold on, there's another Tron movie?
Yeah.
I see, dude. I really want to see.
I think the Jared Leto scared a lot of people away from it. And the marketing, I thought the marketing that guy's was cool. It's like, tool, it looks so visually stunning.
Hold on. But what was the second one?
Tron Legacy.
What's the third one? That's what I'm asking. What's the third one?
Tron Uprising. That's the cartoon.
What was the
third? Ares. Tron Ares.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. I saw Legacy.
Tron is
I
like,
saw the first one, not the first
Disney. Every
time
you see a Tron movie, it's like ahead of its time. Yeah. So like, you watch it, it doesn't do good at the box office. 10 years later, it's a cult classic. The second one actually made money, but it didn't make enough money. Well, they probably would have done a Tron 3 right after Tron 2,
right.
But that was right around the time when Disney bought Marvel and Disney bought Star Wars. So they're like, okay, we don't need to do this Tron shit anymore because then we got Marvel and Star Wars.
Okay.
And so they eventually finally got around to making a Tron 3, and it's also super good,
but
it didn't do good. So two of the three Tron movies have tanked at the box office, but I guarantee you all three of them will be considered like cult classics.
Well, they're not bad, dude. I remember the
Tron
first
Legacy
one.
Is now considered like a great movie, and I love Tron Legacy.
Is Jeff Bridges involved with these movies?
Jeff Bridges
or?
Is involved in this one again.
Is it?
What's his name? Frog.
Well,
Bruce
I think
Boxleitner?
It's... Yeah, Bruce Boxleitner didn't get to join the cast.
He didn't get the nod this time.
I wish they'd done a direct sequel to Tron Legacy, because basically they were showing Olivia Wilde, bringing it back to Olivia Wilde.
Oh my gosh.
When she was still a total hottie, coming into the real world.
But she has a nice skull, though.
Yeah.
You can
does
see
she
all.
Have bald head?
No, she's we're talking about the Ozempic.
Yeah. Oh,
so she got the Ozempic face.
Geez. Oh, jeez.
Well, cool. You know what? You know this is always
this was a potpourri.
This is great because I'm going to put all these links in there to all these things like the trailer, and then I can like I want to watch Poker Face.
Yeah.
And
if you love Columbo, you will love.
And
Poker
I definitely
Face.
Want to
oh,
watch.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't
watch
even like
Poker
the actress.
Face.
I had to get over not liking.
Oh,
the actress
you'll like her.
The show.
Yeah, I know.
Basically, I like her. I didn't
she's
like.
She's not annoying.
I didn't like Russian Doll.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But I liked her in the other show.
Oh,
I
did
her
see. Yes, she was annoying in Russian Doll.
Oh, and one last thing, I saw a movie today.
Like she goes into a closet or something and goes back in time or some shit.
Well,
it was like a time loop thing where she keeps dying and then she keeps starting the day over.
Yeah, no.
Which I just saw a time loop movie today. So I took the day off because I had to take Kim to the airport like right in the middle of the day. She had to go to LAX at 1 o'clock. So I just took a vacation day. And when I got home, Hudson was like just farting around. I watched a movie called One More Shot. It's about a time-traveling tequila bottle.
Nice, dude.
It's an Australian movie. Like, so this girl like shows up to this like party on 1999, like right when the millennium's going to happen. It's a New Year's Eve party. And she, like, every time she takes a drink out of this special tequila bottle, it resets her back to the, when she's first coming in the door.
Sweet, dude.
And she's, like, trying to go there to meet this guy that she's loved or whatever. And he just came back from, like, a really long trip. And he has, like, a girl he's proposing to that night. So the whole thing's about her trying to figure how to screw that up.
Ah.
It was pretty good.
What was it called?
One More Shot.
One More Shot.
See, and the thing is, it's like a limited time, too, so once she got to the bottom of the tequila bottle, she couldn't go back anymore.
Oh.
So it wasn't like an unlimited, you can just keep doing this
like
forever.
Like, she gets to keep trying.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, Groundhog's Day, where he supposedly lived 80 years.
Yeah.
It's like she only had so many shots before you know, she ran out of the bottle and couldn't do it again. It was worth seeing. I wouldn't give it like, you know, a 10 out of 10. It's like a 7 out of 10. But I was a sucker for anything time travel, time loop.
What did you give Captain Ron?
I upgraded it to a 3.
No, I think it was a 4. I think it was a 4.
Oh, maybe it was 4.
I think it was a 4. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and also, nobody make a note of this, dude. See The Substance with Demi Moore. But probably not
with
your wife.
Based on your recommendation, that's the top of my list.
If you love hot, yeah.
This is the thing for next time. We're all assigning each other one movie. So
okay.
Okay, we'll watch The Substance.
Dude, okay.
You try to find Society if it's even available.
Oh, I already looked it up. 1989.
Obviously, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's on a streaming service or like free on YouTube or something.
It looks interesting.
It's weird. Dude. It's like, it's not great. It's like a B horror movie, but it's just kind of like odd. It's like
I'm gonna watch Widow's Bay. That's yeah.
Oh,
on my
dude,
list.
That's what I'll watch. Is I'll watch okay. Widow's Bay. I haven't seen that.
Okay,
yet.
You guys watch Widow's Bay. I will watch The Substance.
I'm gonna watch The Substance.
I think
too.
Russ is gonna
dude,
watch.
You're gonna like it and Poker Face and The Substance. Dude. Yeah, you're gonna like it.
We do a double feature with Striptease.
And then next one we'll have more of a format.
Yeah.
Right.
So when we get together in 2027.
Right.
We're just like keeping this podcast alive.
You know what?
Imagine being a fan. You're going, oh man, they haven't done any. Oh wow.
Hey, all of a sudden, a new one dropped.
You know, on my podcast app on Pocket Cast, it says like, oh, show is done.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, no, it's not done.
Yeah, who
it's
made
a,
that
a
decision
hiatus.
For us, dude? Come on.
Like two of my children got married. You've been busy, time, dude. You know, since September.
Absolutely.
That's why I wanted to squeeze one in before I went to London for a week.
Oh, we got to get a lowdown on your London trip, dude. Too.
Well, okay, I'm sure he doesn't listen to our podcast, but my stepson Josh is going to propose to his not yet fiance.
Oh wow!
In London, and we're gonna actually be there to surprise them, and then we decided to stay for the week. So
how fun!
We're not taking Hudson, which I'm kind of stressed about.
Are you gonna?
I've never been away from Hudson for more than one night.
Are you gonna try to make those guards laugh, dude? Are you gonna go to Buckingham Palace and start hamming it up?
You're not gonna do like the what's that dance from the Goonies, the truffle?
Truffle shuffle,
dude.
In front
I bet
of
you
Buckingham
could get it with a truffle
Palace.
Yeah, with a 55 it?
Yeah.
55 year old truffle shuffle.
Yeah.
That's not a bad tribute, dude. But when are you going?
But I am going to be dropping Monty Python quotes left and right. Maybe do a silly walk or two.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Maybe if I get a field, I can...
Dude, you should get some coconuts.
Also, did you see, I tried to do a video of that, but the Meta AI... I want to know like a good, real good AI that I can make like videos with. It's like, we'll let you do like... Meta AI is like very careful about like not letting you do anything that considers violent, even if it's in cartoon form.
Oh, right.
But
dude, they're all crap.
But I don't want to pay for like one and then find out this isn't the one, you know?
Well, you know, sometimes you got to just try them. Yeah. I guess like Grok Premium will do pretty much anything once you, people are making all kinds of really bad
stuff. Oh, God, yeah, man. Boy, Grok is out of control.
So I got myself in a knight's outfit in front of a castle. And if you go back to the beginning, I do have coconuts, but it wouldn't let me bang the coconuts together.
But you're gonna kill a rabbit with your sword,
I'm
dude.
Trying to, but
they
it
are
let me
diverting
get
water from communities.
Oh, dude, there you are with a bunch of coconuts.
The towers.
I bang the coconuts together, and it's just like has me wandering around with coconuts.
Dude,
that
dance is so queer too. You're saying,
dude, that ain't bad, Brad.
All right, so
I look much better in AI than I do in person.
I'm going to put all these links on the website at superfantasticterrific.com. I still kept it.
Yes,
we still got it.
And I now have over 100 songs.
Wow.
Under the Pineapple Man.
Oh, I have to link to the Pineapple Man, dude, on Spotify.
I've got my own. Kim got me my own shirts.
No way, dude.
So I got these. This is what. These were some of my own AI artwork for my own fake band.
You're kidding, dude. Dude, that looks. Bad.
This is for my headless zombie.
So, 100. So, dude, I like I was telling you.
That looks great.
Pick your 16 best songs.
I told Russell, we
learn these songs.
Got it.
Dude, we go out as the Pineapple Man.
Pineapple, that's a great idea.
So it's basically like my Pineapple Man character. Remember we did that one show with the paper mache?
The Hawaiian Spectacular.
Yeah, the Hawaiian Spectacular with the volcano and everything.
Do you want bass or guitar?
Dude, can I have bass, bro?
I will do guitar.
Awesome.
But the problem is...
Brad is the main Pineapple
Man. He's a Pineapple Man, dude. He doesn't have to do anything.
And our buddy Dustin...
Oh, no way,
Dustin,
dude.
He's
an ace on rhythm.
So the reason this came up is because I've done like 100 songs now. And some of them, you know, it's just great.
Now, would we get a shirt if we had a band?
I could make you a shirt.
But dude, we have to have we have to do like have like suits.
Yeah, yeah, like two-tone, maybe ska no, dude, type.
Pineapple suits. Where's that? What did I send you that picture on?
So anyway, the funny thing was, so the reason this came up is because somebody asked me, "Oh, do you guys do live performances?" And then I told Russell, "I'm like, oh, I'm getting requests for live performances."
Dude, we got to do it.
You don't understand the.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude, this is an actual thing that we should
do. Wow. Dude, how cool, man. Who's that as the drummer?
I don't know.
An AI guy?
It's just kind of a guy. I don't know what the guy.
Dude, that is cool, man.
That is a picture. Do you know where this picture started as?
What?
This picture was us at the Barbara's house? The Bamboo Club.
Oh, at the Bamboo Club. Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
On Anaheim?
Oh, after this.
Send me the picture.
Dude, those look like motorcycle helmets a little bit.
Dude, and here I am playing. Dude, I'm playing guitar.
Yeah, nice guitar.
And Brad is playing bass on this.
Dude, well, there you guys look great.
That's where the band falls apart.
But we got a guy on keyboard in the back too. See, like you can't see him, but he's got a nice beard and he's on keys.
Now, do you think that might be your face? You think that might be the very little bit of your, and then
it could be. Like this guy in the back, actually, it looks like, I don't know who it looks like.
Could be anybody.
I'll post this picture on the
I think all the celebrities kind of had to sell their.
Well, anyway, the funny thing is, so amazing. Some of these songs that I started doing, so when I first came up with this, Russell sent me a song for the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And I listened to it and I go, wait a second, did Russell and Andy like take the time to record this? It almost sounded like your voice or something. Yeah. And I was like, I was questioning, like, did you guys make a song?
It's that's
a
really impressive, good song.
So then I was like, wait a second. Like, there's one lyric that kind of just seemed off to me. And I'm like,
really?
And then Russell showed me this thing, and I'm like, oh, my God. Because I had folders of stuff I'd
written. Isn't that
fascinating? From the 1990s
through,
like, 1990s and then early 2000s, I'd written poems.
Sure.
Dude, here's the sad part about this whole conversation. I'm 100% serious about this. Brad's like, whatever the fuck.
Well, he's down for whatever, dude. No, I would be down for it if there's like enough of a demand for it, other than one guy saying, do you do live shows? Right.
No, dude.
One guy.
You need to do one, and that's what starts the ball rolling.
Well, dude, I happen to know.
Imagine what Wash would have been like if we lived in the modern era where you could have put your concerts on TikTok.
Right.
Live,
yeah.
Things oh, us, it like, would have destroying. Been the distribution, yeah. Automatic worldwide, you know, distribution.
We go play a show in Anaheim where we throw what was it? The
eight bananas.
Bags, eight, no, that remember the 8 bags of shredded paper that ended up in the ceiling fans.
Yeah, I remember. But look, dude, there's a place right on Broadway called Jug Band, which is like a coffee shop. And every Thursday night, they do an open mic night, dude. And I would love to do that with the Pineapple
Man. Or the Fudge Factory in L.A. where we...
We're not going to the Natural Fudge Cafe.
We're washed played under a fake name after
we got kicked out. Yeah, Kevin also threw his bass in my back one of those nights.
And then something, but we booked it under a different name the second time and came back. And Lady was kind of
halfway through, she's like... Wait, you sons of bitches! Like halfway through, she heard the slop and immediately pegged them as the same sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, fine.
Cool. So check out the website, and we'll talk to you next time.
And we'll do our research. In
2027, or maybe next month.
Well, next month, dude. Let's commit, bro.
July.
End of July. Sounds good.
July. All right.
Excellent.
Let's talk to you then.